I loved alternative 2000s music.
Oh my God.
Like, that was such an era.
That's
like,
what I want to sing.
I feel like, you know, you need to bring it back, because I feel like they just don't make music like that no more.
A light skin that brings that back? Come on now.
Like, I don't know what's been in the white folk water, but they have not.
They not been on. They have not been on their P's and Q's.
They have not been on the I signed in with the haven't you people ever heard of.
I feel like MGK is doing that.
We are back. Welcome back, everyone. We are Last to Leave. How are we doing, everyone?
Good. Doing great.
Good.
Doing
great.
Amazing. It's a great day. The one thing is I do not have a phone, so it's kind of different, you know, waking up without a phone. But honestly, it's kind of nice. It's not.
It's not. Yeah, you know it's not.
No, it's not. I'm trying to see the best in this, so I'm going to say it's good without it.
How'd you break your phone?
I think it's because of water damage. I think when we went on this ride a couple of days ago, or yesterday, was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
And it was like this rapids ride, and we got soaked, drenched, and I think my phone already had a bunch of cracks in it, so it was easily too.
Bro, that lady warned us. At first she came off as like being very rude, but no, she was dead serious. She said, if you do not want to get wet, get off this ride right now.
No, she said, if you don't want to get drenched.
Yeah, if you don't want to get soaked.
You're gonna get soaked. If you don't want to get soaked, then get off this ride right now.
That's exactly how she said it.
Looked us dead in the eye. But yesterday was fun. You know, we just had a little family day.
Amusement park day.
Rode a lot of rides. Mm-hmm. What kind of rides are like y'all favorite type of rides?
I like the water rides, even though it damaged. Really? even though it damaged my phone, I still have love.
I think I had the most fun on the water one. Yeah, on Popeyes for sure.
I would say I would just say regular roller coasters. They probably gave me the most adrenaline out of all of them.
I would say I like the simulation / like you're actually moving. Like, I don't like the simulations where you're like in one place. I like the simulations where like they take you somewhere too. You know, like the Spider-Man,
Those are cool ones.
The Jimmy Fallon.
The Jimmy Fallon.
No, that one I don't like.
Really?
You're in one place. You're not going anywhere.
It felt like I was moving around the world.
That's exactly what I feel like. I like simulation with also like a movement. Or like that Hong Kong one was kind of crazy.
No, that one was cool.
King Kong.
Hong Kong.
I don't let that sit for a second. Like, wait, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
That one was a cool ride, yeah.
Yeah.
Except Liz couldn't see in any of those rides.
I couldn't see in any of
them. It was so dark.
Liz literally asked one of the workers, was like, do I have to wear the 3D glasses? Because, like, I have to wear my actual glasses.
I was wearing two glasses at one point. I was like, f*** this. It's so bad.
Yeah, I literally asked, like, could they turn the brightness up, too? Maybe, like, our phone.
The Harry Potter one?
On the train.
No, it was multiple of them that I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's so dark in here. I think our phones have, like, accustomed us to, like, be predisposition to, like, you know, having things how we like to see them.
Yeah, eye damage.
Yeah. We're also, like, super addicted. One of the workers, while we were on a ride, literally went on the intercom and was like, get off your phones.
Oh, was that too sad?
That was sweet.
That just didn't make sense.
That was Jurassic Park.
I feel like everyone's, like, goes on their phone and records stuff on
I mean,
ride.
Yeah, there's,
they
like,
be
a
watching,
bunch.
Though, bro. At, like, especially at amusement parks like that, like, they're huge and they put a lot of money into, like, that one time you go through that ride, so they don't want you to spoil it for other people.
Damn. Well, anyways, I was all lost. Anyways, I don't have a phone, so all the stuff I took the other day, I don't even have.
You can't.
Maybe they did that on purpose. Maybe that could be a conspiracy theory. They saw me record the rides, so they got me more soaked on that other ride.
But how did they make you go on the other ride? Or are you saying they just knew
because they were watching me throughout the park. Right. They're like, so all right, he's on the ride. Let's get him soaked.
Artificial intelligence knew. They knew his next move.
That could be a conspiracy theory that we just.
What's like your fave conspiracy theory? Or like the one that you really believe in?
Well, we were listening to a podcast on conspiracy theories on the way to the
park. Y'all listen
park.
To a podcast?
Jack put it on, so we kind of had to.
It was honestly so good.
Are y'all good?
But it was good, though. It was about...
Brittany Murphy.
Yeah.
I seen the documentary about her.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Very insane.
It was insane.
But Seb and I, what's the conspiracy theory that we believe that Michael Jackson...
That Michael Jackson is still alive.
He's in Cuba, you think?
I would not be surprised.
No, he's still alive. He could be here in our backyard. You just don't know.
Certainly be, yeah.
But
I feel that one.
Besides conspiracy theories, I feel like honestly we should start doing
some conspiracy theory podcast.
Conspiracy theory podcast.
Like talking about them or like trying to debunk them.
I have a conspiracy theory, which I honestly don't even think is a theory because I think that we all know it's true that our phones listen to us and also watch us all the time to show us what ads to do.
No, that's 100% they do. Without a doubt.
Yeah. Like confirmed, but you know,
it is confirmed. I feel like I confirm it right now. It's confirmed.
But I feel like enough people like are not talking about it. But then again, I'm also like, what can we do?
So many times, like I'll like be talking about something or whatever, we'd be talking and it pops up as an ad.
They're always listening,
all the time.
For sure.
It does it all the time.
But I think it's also watching because like I used to work as like a receptionist. So I would be alone for like 12 hours a day and I would be eating candy, right? Left from the jar. And I would have the wrappers in front of me and I'll just be on my phone eating candy. And I would always get ads for this specific candy. I wasn't I'm about to eat a Hershey or I'm about to eat this. It was watching, like, because my camera was pointed towards the candy all day.
And you know what's crazy? The reason why I think people don't talk about it enough is because we don't care. We're so locked in and like in love with our phone that it like it's not going to change what we do. We're still going to use our phone every day.
Yeah, but some people actually like I feel like put like a what is it they sell
they put
them.
Like they those put like little yeah. covers
yeah.
over
like
it
the cameras.
But I feel like even though it's like it's inevitable, I heard this thing that was like you get like a your picture taken of you like for like I don't know like 400 times an hour or something like that if you're out in public.
Well, I keep all my electronics like in the microwave when I'm not using it, so like they can't hear anything. Or
you're
see
a
anything.
Dirty ass phone.
That's why your phone. That's why your phone broke. Talking about water damage. That's why your phone broke.
No, I'm kidding.
I feel like our phones are also like low key can predict what you want already want to like know and stuff like that. Like sometimes I'm like, I'm gonna go somewhere, but I don't say it out loud. And my phone is like suggests whenever I get into a car when it hooks with Bluetooth. Like I remember once I wanted a tropical smoothie. My phone was like, go to tropical smoothie, and I don't go to tropical smoothie often.
Damn.
Mine used to do that every time when I would go to when I go to Bible study, because I'd go every Wednesday. So every Wednesday when I got my car, it'd say suggested.
Yeah, the church, right?
They're honestly smarter than people.
It's scary.
Like every Sunday morning, my church back in Kansas City, every time I got my car, this long to Hillsong.
Spooky.
It's which is, I mean, insane. It's crazy, but like, okay. That's also just like how smart phones work, too.
I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like them to be that smart. I
feel like we should all get rid of our phones.
AI is that smart. Speaking of that, what about Elon Musk?
Oh, my God.
Buying Twitter.
Talking about
y'all
smart.
Understand how much money that is? $46 billion.
Insane.
That's enough to buy this house. Maybe like a billion of them. That's
that
crazy,
is insane.
Though.
He just dropped it like on a casual Tuesday afternoon.
And did y'all... So back like... This is probably like 6 months ago when United Nations said, you know, Elon Musk, you could give us $6 billion and end world hunger. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
To who? Wait, what?
So the United Nations said, Elon Musk, if you give us $6 billion, you could end world hunger. And so Elon actually responded and said, if you can give me proof and evidence that I could end world hunger with $6 billion, I'll give it to you.
That's insane.
So United Nations called his bluff, and they sent him proof and evidence that if they had enough money to end world hunger, $6 billion, that they could make it happen. He never sent them the money. But then went 6 months later and bought Twitter for $46 billion.
Oh, he didn't? He didn't?
He didn't give
him the money.
I thought he did.
What?
I swear I saw something like a post saying like, wow, Elon Musk ended it.
No.
I don't know what he ended, but he definitely ended something. No way. So what are you trying to say? You don't f*** with Elon Musk?
I'm not saying I don't like him, but I'm saying if you had the opportunity, say you had $50 billion in your bank account, right?
Yeah.
Would you pay $6 billion to end world hunger or $46 billion to buy Twitter?
And world hunger, obviously.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
I think Elon Musk scares me. Like, his kid's name is, like, Beep Boop Bop. Like,
Beep Boop Bop Bop Bop.
Like, he actually terrifies me. And, like, just him being with Grimes and stuff, like, he makes no sense to me. And, you know, he came out with that thing called, like, a neural chip, where it's, like, you get put in your head and, like, you don't, like, have to use your card anymore. It's giving very much Mark of the Beast.
It's giving Black Mirror. That's what it's giving.
Well, he's a smart man. Okay. Without him, I wouldn't have a car. So
I do want a Tesla phone. Though.
Yeah,
so who am I?
Want a Tesla.
We're all like, oh yeah, Elon Musk is the devil, but let's buy it. Let's buy from him as well. I mean, he has some good ideas, not gonna lie.
Smart dude, very smart.
Intelligent.
Very, very smart indeed. Dude. But I think there comes a point where you have to decide what's more important to you, your morals or your money. And $6 billion to end world hunger versus $46 billion to buy Twitter. Come on now.
Who's your favorite billionaire? Mine is Jay-Z.
Myself.
I don't have a favorite billionaire.
I don't think I have one either.
Jeff Bezos?
Anybody? Jeff Bezos scares me too.
Oh, yeah.
I would say someone like low key.
What about Bill Gates?
I was going to say him, but he's not.
He seems sweet.
I mean, he made Microsoft, so.
Millionaire or billionaire? That's
cool. Billionaire.
I'd say Bill Gates then, yeah.
Give me like a list of.
What? You think I know every billionaire in the world? Is Beyonce a billionaire?
Yeah.
To be honest, no. Beyonce. Then.
You don't think so?
Rihanna?
Kylie is.
Actually, Rihanna is my favorite billionaire.
Yeah, Rihanna.
Kylie is, right?
I heard that some of her papers are frauded.
Mm.
Ooh.
Speaking of the Kardashians, though, y'all heard about how Blac Chyna brought the Kardashians to trial this week?
No.
Yes. What?
Oh my God, please do tell.
Apparently, the Kardashians got the Robin Chyna show, which if I didn't know, they had a show on E, mm-hmm. like a spinoff from the Kardashians.
Robin Chyna, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and they said that they got their, she claims that they got their hit show canceled because, you know, they didn't like her. But, I mean, the evidence, it's seeming like, you know, I don't really know court jargon and stuff that, like, the show wasn't going to get a season two anyways. But a lot of stuff is coming out, and it's looking crazy. Like, Chris is like, you've traumatized our family. Apparently, Tyga has, like, a scar on him for wherever, like, Chyna stabbed him.
She stabbed him?
Tyga. Like, and that, like, Rob, like she probably, like, tied a bell around his neck or something. Like, I don't know. But it's getting crazy in there.
It's getting crazy. It's always been crazy in that.
In the family. Yeah,
the Kardashian, yeah, the Car Jenner. Chyna mm-hmm. family, mm-hmm. but you know, we love to see it or don't.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
I love the Kardashians. I actually started watching their new
I've
show.
I've actually never seen it.
Everyone's saying this new season is really good.
Well,
I've been hearing the opposite.
I feel like it's kind of like every other season, but I've been watching them since I was like 10.
I've never watched it, so
I've watched them. So they came out in 2007 and I was 10 years old. That's when I started watching the Kardashians, like way before they blew up. So I feel like that's why I'm kind of still watch.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like you're so many seasons in, but I wouldn't say that it's like more extreme. Like the first episode was about Saint, like finding out about like her sex tape on Roblox.
Oh, I didn't
on
did.
Roblox. Like random as
that
hell.
That is a kid's game.
Yeah. Apparently there was like an ad about her having like her sex tape. Yeah, like and there's that. More footage.
Oh, this world is so
it's crazy out there. Yeah. But who knows?
What's like a who's like a celebrity or like a Kardashian or even an influencer you guys like look up to?
I would say I love Kim Kardashian because, you know, just like her work ethic and how she changed like bad situation into like, you know, this multi-million dollar empire. Even though I don't agree with everything she does, but I think also Issa Rae. Do y'all know who that is? She made the show on HBO Insecure. No,
I've never.
Well, she made her own show on HBO, and she just started from YouTube. Like now, she's big. Or even Quinta Brunson, she made Abbott Elementary. Y'all know? Y'all ever heard of that? It's like The Office. It's new.
Oh, The Office.
Y'all
I love The Office.
If you love The Office,
I love The Office.
Watch Abbott Elementary. It's on Hulu. So good. It's about teachers. It's like The Office though, but like they look into cameras.
Office is so funny.
Yeah,
but
best
it's about
show.
Teachers.
Best
but it's
show.
About cool. teachers, so it's like The Office, but teachers.
Oh,
so
wow.
good.
It's on Hulu?
Yeah, it's on Hulu. Okay, and like they're like talking ish about the kids and stuff. And it's like fun.
Oh my God, yes.
But yeah, I definitely feel like writers that like, you know, don't come from like nepotism and stuff like that. I feel like they're just so, there's definitely celebrities that I look up to and creators because Quinta actually came from BuzzFeed, you know, the BuzzFeed era. So I like whenever creators are able to like break out of just being a creator and becoming something more.
Yeah, for sure.
What Jaylen? About y'all?
I don't know if I necessarily like look up to any creators or
just
celebrities.
Like anyone.
Any oh, anyone in general?
I mean, I guess, well, if you don't look up to them, like, I guess.
There's
like,
no like celebrities or anybody that inspires you?
Not really.
He inspires himself.
Right? Basically. I think Russell Wilson is a really good role model. Yeah, I like Russell, but I don't think I look up to anyone or, you know, try and portray anyone.
Liz?
Like to be myself.
So as for creators, I don't think there's like anything, anyone specifically that I look up to, but I do look up to triple threats like Beyonce, you know, like Britney Spears, for example, J-Lo, just people like that. I absolutely love them. So yeah,
I would say. For me, probably Kendall Jenner. No reason, just I just look up to her. I mean,
is it because she's taller than you?
Well, that's that's why you look up to her. That's why. That's why. Yeah, but yeah, I would say Kendall Jenner. She's amazing.
We'll have to make sure she hears this podcast or sees it.
Could we send this to her team? Check it out. To check
actually,
out.
Actually, as for creators, I really like Liza Koshy's energy. I think like she just constantly is having fun, and
you
she
guys
always shows like who? Her herself. So
Liza Koshy, you kind of give off the same vibe as her.
You think so? Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I like her. She's fun. So.
You don't know who Liza Koshy is?
That's
she dated David,
right?
Dobrik.
Yeah, that's right. That's
talking
what
about that's a David. What?
No, that was like the, yeah, I remember
that's
that.
That's the association, yeah.
I remember that.
Speaking of creators, a lot of creators have been moving to here, Miami. Really? Yes. I actually just seen a story by Bryce Hall. I do not subscribe to him, just so you guys know.
But how'd you see a story?
It was on Snapchat, like on the subscriptions thing.
And you clicked
on it. And I just clicked on it. I was like, what's this man doing? He was working out, so I was like, what's this man really pushing weight? Like,
you're ugly.
So, no, he was like, just woke up in Los Angeles, California, and he was like, get me the F out of here. And it's like, oh, you don't like LA anymore. Like, why is everyone leaving LA to come to Miami? Why do you guys think?
Why do you think, Seb? Since you're from there.
You're from there, yeah.
He's like,
Honestly, I feel like it depends on the person, like what they want. Because, like, right. I feel like LA right now is kind of boring. I mean, there was a time period where LA was the best for like for creators, thriving. For creators especially. Now, back, like whenever I'm back in LA, it's usually just partying, no creators. Like the only time you'll see each other is at like parties.
It's like same different day.
Yeah. You think? But there was a time period where like people were just collabing all day, going from house to house, and it was just thriving. Now people don't, even friends just don't even really see each other out there. You know what I mean?
Do you think because that generation is getting older? So for example, Bryce Hall, Addison Rae, Charlie, she's not 21, but Dixie, like all that group, that generation is now old enough to drink, to party. And even though they were doing it before, it was like under radar. Now it's like they can do it legally. Do you think because they're all that age now that generation is just moving forward? So that's why that's all LA really consists of for content creators.
Honestly, I feel maybe not for them. I mean, I know they're all just like, I mean, I feel like they're just all super busy right now. So they're all going like, you know, just doing more than just social media. So they're just, you know, but
their own thing,
yeah. But yeah, that's my answer.
Y'all have an idea why?
I have no idea. I'm not a big fan of LA.
I mean, honestly,
Not the biggest fan of LA. So like, I feel like I would only ever go there like for work purposes. You know what I mean? And I say that not like to be ignorant. Like, there's more to LA than just like the creator aspect. Like, there's natives there, people that grew up there. You know, there's a whole other side to LA that is not really portrayed on social media. But the part that I usually have to go to for like work and stuff is like, I don't know, the vibes are weird sometimes. And I feel that here, even in Miami, like, it's like elitist vibes. Mm. I mean, you see that in any big city, like New York City. So I feel like sometimes people are like trying to go from one big city to another looking for something different, when I feel like it's really just the people you keep.
Yeah. If you guys can move anywhere, where would you guys move, like right now? Mm. Right now they give you like a bunch of
Jersey.
Really? Okay, cool.
Take my behind back there.
Nebraska.
Nebraska's actually...
Actually, me and Jalen are talking about getting a house together in Nebraska.
We did not say Nebraska. We said Texas.
Oh, Texas is cool. Yeah, Texas.
I think Texas would be live. No, homes are very cheap there right now.
I found one.
And they're insane. Massive. Yeah. They're
I'll show you guys later. But
Texas is great. I also think Kansas is great. Midwest. Love it there.
Really?
Oh, I would easily move there.
Cool.
You live there.
Don't you live? I was gonna say, don't you live there?
I would
move back there easily. Oh,
kind of want to move to Hawaii.
I'd move to Barcelona. I'd move to Spain.
Out of the country.
Yeah, I'd move to Europe.
So she wants to really go MIA.
I really want to.
She wants to be out.
Europe. Yeah, out of there.
Pull a Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
just fall off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Where would you move? Wait, did you say that Texas? Was that your answer?
I said either Texas or back to the Midwest.
Mm. Well, now you're starting to singing, so
yeah.
Now you gotta move wherever the opportunity is.
Exactly. How do you guys see Miami so far? The newbies.
I like it. I mean, I think I've said or spoke about it before. Like, I was raised in Florida. Like, spent 18 years here. That's like a significant amount. I say that and I sound so old. I spent 18 years in Florida. But, you know, like, I think Miami's really different from all the other parts of Florida that I spent my time in. You know, it's definitely like what people picture Florida. They picture two places, Miami or Orlando. Like, they either picture Disney World or they picture like the beach, you know, the beach babes and things like that. So I feel like Miami gives that vibe. But again, like I said, I feel like these really high populated places are just kind of like elitist, like, you know, caring about like numbers and who's the who's exactly. And things like that. And I love living in Jersey because although I work in New York, I like cross the river 10 minutes, I'm home and I'm out of the action. You know, like I feel like, mm-hmm. You know, like I like to be there when I need to be, but then I like to leave. I feel like with Miami, we're immersed all the time. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know,
mm-hmm. Completely agree.
We're just always like,
that's a good point. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
We are immersed all the time. I feel like
we literally live where we work. We sleep where we work.
Yeah.
So I like to keep those two things separate mm-hmm. for sure. But what about you, Seb? How do you like Miami? I feel like you've been living it up here.
I mean, I love it. Honestly, I love Miami. I've always loved Miami. That's nothing to it. Just got a lot of love for the city. For the
Mr. 305.
So what have we, for those watching, what have we done recently? I feel like they know we're always doing something, but besides the amusement park.
What else did we do?
We got the Taylor Girls.
Love that. That was fun.
That was
fire fun. Performance.
They Such came over.
They're so sweet, fun. Too. They were so nice.
So much fun. We did a
hilarious TikTok together.
If you guys didn't know who they are, they're like really big. You'll know they're like their big TikTok sounds.
They made a lot of trends. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the biggest. What was it? How do you say it?
Steeler Man.
And then the other
their
one.
Their feature, Bundles. Like
Bundles, yeah.
Yeah.
How does that one go? Anyone want to sing?
Go, baby, go.
So a lot of good music, but that they came over to the house.
That was our first female performance at our house, and I feel like it really just, they just ate, they had the crowd.
They set the tone.
100%. I feel like, you know, they came with the choreography, they came with the matching looks.
They were nice people,
They got some fire songs, really nice, too.
Yeah, no, and their new songs, that one that goes,
Yeah.
That's just still living in my head, remember free.
So what they say, they were trying to, like, merge into like more of the older audience. Did they say that? They said someone, I overheard them.
Did they?
Or were they talking to me?
They might have been talking to you.
Because Seb DJ'd for them.
Yeah, that was cool.
Snaps.
Mixed a little for them. But yeah, they're trying to merge over to, I guess, the older audience, like the club scenes, more like their old music, I guess. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless they were just cap. But
no, I can definitely see that because a lot of their older music, like the Steeler Man, that was more of like not kids song, but like.
But it was like a
TikTok,
like a TikTok kind of song. Type of song, yeah.
Which isn't bad because, I mean, they're smart for that because it works
for sure.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're trying to get into the older audience, I could tell. But. They have good music, though. They're good.
Yeah, they killed that. Killed that performance. That
Speaking of, I mean, you guys have so many musically inclined people on this couch. How are y'all moving your music career to the next level? I mean, we can start with whoever.
I mean, honestly, I would say Jalen more than me.
I mean, we're talking about you DJing. So, what are you doing? Like, how are you getting yourself out there? Do you practice? Like, what's the vibe?
Right now, I'm honestly just doing it for fun. I mean,
how'd you get into DJing? Like, what?
How did I? What made me one day?
Yeah, what made you want to do?
If I'm going to be honest, this is what made me one day. I mean, I've always loved music.
Right.
Like I was one of those kids in school, always have headphones in my ear. Like, I just love music in general. And I also like the nightlife scene. So I was like, you might as well mix it, might as well do so. So that's when it started being like back in LA, did some clubs, did most, because I was always like, there's always like events, parties going on. So people would always ask me to DJ. So that's how I just started, just doing it for fun and then, you know, still doing it, you know.
So now you're just doing it for fun. You don't like.
I'm not saying that serious yet. Right. I like to do more just like my friends' parties and just like, cause I, mm-hmm. I just, you know, it's just different vibes.
Yeah.
Than just doing it in front of random people. Not just yet, you know?
Right.
Not just yet. Not saying I'm not going to in the future, but as of right now, I'm good with.
Do you see yourself becoming like a professional DJ?
I could.
What's your DJ name?
Just my name.
DJ Sebastian. I completely see Seb as a DJ. Yeah. I think that fits you perfectly.
I can literally see it already, like on like billboards.
Yeah. And then I got, DJ I'll have Sebastian. You guys dancing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll have Jalen singing.
Yeah. That's it.
And then I got Javier. Oh, Javier dancing too.
Yeah. Not a dancer, but what about you, Jalen?
Oh, man. I have not started anything in my music career yet. Faith is just hyping me up, which I appreciate. But no, I'm trying to start singing. So I'm actually going to the studio tonight. Yeah. So Dom and Jackson, they're our production guys. Mm-hmm. They actually have their own studio. And so Jackson actually, yeah, I listened to some of his beats. He's actually made songs.
Wow.
And a lot of his songs are actually really good. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go over there and sing a little bit, see what we can do, see what we can put together. Fire. I'm excited, though. Like, I've always been so musically inclined. Like, I love music so much. Like, I can't do anything without music. So I kind of want to see where I can, you know, put myself in there, whether it's playing an instrument or singing. I know I can sing a little bit, but nothing crazy yet. But that's why I'm trying to
start it. You could sing. I woke up to it, and I was in bed, and I was like, what is this angelic voice coming from the living room? Stop, and I walked out, and it was Jalen.
What about you, Liz? I hear her singing every night. Mm-hmm. By the way, our rooms are right next to each other. Yeah. I hear the piano going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she was going off last night in the car. She was singing the whole ride.
I love singing. Definitely, I have so many things. Like, I've literally written so many songs in my notes. I just haven't put anything out yet, just because I feel like I'm such a perfectionist, and anything that I put out has to be perfect. But I do want to definitely start up my singing career as soon as possible, because music, I feel like music is like my number one passion over anything else. So
definitely. You remember what you said last week about like creators just post? Liz, just put it out. It's never going to be perfect.
Put it out now.
It's never going to be perfect. I feel like you just need to throw stuff out. I'm not musically inclined. I love music, but I think the a second part of important music experience is listeners. Mm-hmm. And that's me. Mm-hmm. I'll be in the crowd. I will be giving the streams. But as far as singing, I'll keep that to the shower.
I feel that. Nah, but Jalen, have you played any instruments before? No, you said no. So this is going to be like your first time getting into it.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to learn piano or guitar?
Guitar, I think. And a lot of the reason behind that too is like, I can sing a lot of worship songs, and so guitar is so easy to do with worship songs.
I see more like a piano, like the next John Legend.
I see guitar. I could do piano too, though. I don't know. I'm going to try them both. I'm going to start with guitar, and if I'm like, okay, I can do this, and I'll do it, and then learn piano. But if I start with guitar, and I'm like, all right, I'm struggling, then I'll go to piano.
I've played piano and guitar, and I'd say, personally, I think piano is a lot easier. Mm-hmm. But guitar is so fun.
You know, right. That's why, like, I want to learn guitar. I think it'd be so dope.
I have an acoustic and an electric guitar, but, like, guitar is so much fun than piano, for sure.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Literally,
I got an electric guitar to learn "Misery Business."
Really?
I could do a cover, please. Yes.
I played that song in the car yesterday on our way back from the amusement park,
and I was actually thinking about it.
Liz was literally.
Which song?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I feel like I loved alternative 2000s music.
Oh my god!
Like, that was such an era.
That's
like
what I want to sing.
I feel like, you know, you need to bring it back, because I feel like they just don't make music like that no more.
A light skin that brings that back? Come on now.
Like, I don't know what's been in the white folk water, but they have not been on their P's and Q's. They have not been on the I signed in with the haven't you people ever heard of.
Like, I feel like MGK is doing that.
I think the last person
MGK got all those songs, like Misery Business.
He puts his own mix to it. It's too rocky.
Yeah, I feel it's alternative, rock.
Like The Fray, Paramore,
Chemical Romance, Green Day,
Green Day.
They had
U2. U2.
Who?
Green Day. September.
U2. You never heard of U2? Like U2.
Never. U2, yes, yeah. U2. Okay.
Like you,
you guys bought iPhones, those were the songs that they had already on Apple Music. Yeah.
We were forced to listen to them.
I love U2. Yeah, U2.
I liked I liked Maroon 5 back in the day.
Like that,
like they were in their bag. I feel like they had every people, like every type of people, like in their in a chokehold. But I feel like right now, like the last person I think that had a had a hit like that was like Hozier would like Take Me to Church, or even a Sam Smith. But nobody else. I want the alternative girlies to come back out.
Well, that's why we got Jalen.
Yeah, so Jalen can resurrect that genre.
I'm gonna bring it back. No cap.
Bring it back.
Like, you're here, I folks. Love. Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City? Come on. You could play that in any hood, and everybody's singing along. Like it's just.
No, I love that song.
It's a fact. So, Jalen's on the way. He's gonna resurrect the genre. Y'all hear it first.
Jalen is. I believe in it.
Practice makes perfect.
It does.
So, should we do some rapid fire questions?
Let's do it.
Rapid, like very rapid, though.
Okay, wait, we can't see them all. Can we? Are they that rapid fire? Okay, ready? You're going to answer it.
And this is actually sponsored by GoPuff. Everyone go check out GoPuff right now.
No, yeah, we do love GoPuff. They're the OGs. They always got us hooked up.
Show the house. Show the
show their kitchen.
Y'all got it.
Well, if they want to see, they can just check out the YouTube channel.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, I bet you see a lot of GoPuff behind. But
so wait, how are we doing this? Are we just doing like
we'll just read the question and then everyone just go. Don't think about it too much. It's just like a rapid fire question.
Who's gonna read the question? You?
I guess. Read it?
Or should we switch? We'll just switch.
Okay.
Would you want each show?
No, everyone answers, but like somebody's gotta ask the question.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So they can hear it.
And then we'll just go around. So whoever's last, we're just like, if I ask the question, then we'll go this way.
Okay.
And then you ask the question next, and then we'll go that way. Like, get it?
All
right. All
right. Are you going to answer your own question?
Yeah, I'll answer
Okay,
it.
Bet.
Favorite
line. Oh, wait, so you are going to answer your own question?
Yes, but...
Is there also a time limit to this? Or?
Like, you got to say it fast. So she's going to ask the question, then she's going to answer it. I answer, she answers.
What happens if you take like
then
too
I
long,
ask the next one.
If you take too long, then you're kicked out the house.
All right, bet.
Okay.
Let's do this.
We're not skipping. We're going to be like, guns to your head. Okay. Favorite late night snack? I'll say a zebra cake.
Kettle corn.
Hershey's Kisses.
Cheeto Puffs.
What's your spirit animal? A wolf.
Dragon.
Penguin.
Oh my gosh. No. Nope. Wait. Yep. We need to pause there. Penguin. Why is a penguin your spirit animal? Because I'm about to beat you.
What do you mean? Like,
why?
Like, imagine just holding a penguin in the air, like doing this. Like, just like such a cute animal. Like
no, you don't get with, to steal my spirit animal.
You just cuddle with and just like, it just represents me.
That doesn't represent you.
So that's why it's my spirit animal.
Your spirit animal is a koala.
I actually have a penguin.
A panda.
Panda too. That would be my second.
That makes so much sense.
That would be my second option. I also love Panda Express. So kind of works out.
Go ahead, Liz.
Wait, who is inspirational to you? Tori Kelly.
Kendall Jenner.
My mom.
Jesus.
Oh, I would say my mom. Yeah. We should do this all over again.
No, too bad.
Too bad. Your turn.
Well, this was fast. I gotta think. I can't think. All right. What's your best feature?
Go.
Oh, I have to answer myself. Everything. Go next.
This me next. My nose.
Smile.
My personality.
No, I'm just kidding. I just said that.
Texting or talking? Talking.
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 FaceTiming. Talking.
Yeah, FaceTiming.
Mm-hmm. When are you the most productive? In the morning.
At night.
Damn, we should start
creating at night, y'all. Yeah, right? Podcast at 3 a.m., y'all.
Honestly, those would hit.
Yeah.
Our next podcast we should do at 3, like late night talk.
Late night talks.
Oh, ooh. That would be so good.
They dim
good.
The lights.
We
they turn them yellow.
We could have deep conversations,
yes.
Y'all. I love like deep conversations.
We're doing
like a
it.
Wine. How about?
Yes, wine. Wine. Oh, let's go. Yes.
I'm going to knock out cold.
Yes, sir.
A wine. Oh,
wine and
wine
podcast.
Podcast night.
The producers of David, like,
she's
oh
like,
no.
That'll be the next
they're
one.
They're like, wow, they actually want to do something for once. Let me write that down.
So whatever you guys should comment. If this is going to go live, y'all should comment on this.
Yeah,
next
late night
ideas.
Deep combo talks.
What you guys want to hear us talk about in the next podcast when we do a wine night podcast.
And we'll be honest too, especially if it's a wine night.
Completely
so.
Honest.
All right,
let's go.
Do you have any rituals to start your day? Listen to music.
Y'all are all night people.
I have to start my day off with music.
I gotta start off with like another nap, like a 5-minute nap.
Oh my gosh.
I started off like just scrolling through my phone, seeing like what my notifications are.
Read my devotional and Bible.
Fire. Oh, what? I just said, oh, where is it? Which one did we just? Right. Oh, best advice you've ever received. Be yourself.
Be yourself? best advice I've ever received, I want to say... Oh, that's a hard one. That's not a rapid fire question. Who the heck picked this one?
Next.
Best advice you ever received. Be kind.
Comparison is a calling killer.
Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard.
Amen.
Wow.
Is it mine?
Yeah.
Favorite day of the week? Okay, my favorite day of the week, I would definitely say is... Sunday. I lied. It's Saturday.
Sunday.
I say Thursday. I don't know why.
I'll say Sunday.
Go ahead.
Last song you listened to. What did I just listen? Forever Yahweh.
The Winner Takes It All by ABBA.
I'm trying to think because I don't have a phone. So
you guys listened to the song just yesterday.
So probably last night, Misery.
Misery Business.
Misery Business by Paramore.
Yeah. Last song I listened to, I would say, is Inside by Steve Lacy.
Nice. I love Steve Lacy.
God, Liz.
Musical artists you'd love to see, dead or alive? God, that's so hard.
Gun to your head.
Dead or alive?
Gun to your head.
Go. Anyone. Gotta pick one.
Tori Kelly, I guess. I'll just pick Tori Kelly. She's
really... probably Jalen.
I would say Amy Winehouse.
Michael Jackson. Is he dead or alive? We don't know.
He's alive.
He's alive. Seb.
Who's actually... Who wrote this? Who's actually the last to leave?
Who's usually the last to leave?
Oh. Did I read that wrong?
Who's Where's actually your last, mind at?
Who's actually...
It's usually. Who's
what did
so
I say?
At events.
Who's you said actually last to leave?
So like events or like when we're going out, like who's usually last to leave?
Answer who's it. Usually last to leave? I would say myself.
I think right. We can all agree.
I think we're all going to say Sebastian.
Yeah.
Who's the first?
First to leave?
Either Javier.
Javier
or
don't even be
it's
there.
Javier don't even be there.
Javier's
no cap.
Not even there.
I'll
so.
Say Faith or Liz. Actually, no. Liz has gone.
It depends. Is Kubi there? If Kubi's there, she not gonna be the first to leave.
I will stick it out.
If he not there, she gone.
Listen, sure. He keeps my social media up. Y'all don't know.
No, that's how it be in relationships.
Like,
definitely keep your social media up.
30 minutes in, I'm just like, I don't want to be at a club. But if I'm with my boo, you know, I'll be like, okay, I'll stick it out for the fun times.
Well, some of us in the house can't
I'm
relate.
I'm on the same page, babe.
So
you said some of us in the
house can't relate
to that. So we don't know.
Then why are you the last to leave?
What do you mean? Because
he can't
you're the
relate.
First
exactly. He's out there, you know, partying it up.
But
yeah, I know never to leave Kubi alone with Sebastian.
If you guys didn't know, Kubi is Faith's boyfriend, and we just get along. So she, I don't know why she doesn't like going out with me.
He just said he's the last to leave. Like, he'd be there when the club lights turn on type stuff.
He'll be right by my side. Yeah. Nah, I'm just kidding. Well, I think that's a wrap.
That it?
Today's episode.
That's it. Thank you guys so much. We love y'all, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Yeah, I don't know what other fun stuff we have doing this week, but we'll update y'all next time. Hopefully it's late at night.
Yep.
Make sure y'all drop that comment below. Let us know what you guys want us to hear, what you want to hear us talk about in the late night wine podcast.
Late night deep combos.
Next. Be ready.